listener production.
Hi, it's Lauren Wilson with your local news briefing. A heads up, this next story may be triggering for some. A huge day for victim survivors of rape, with new legislation introduced in Queensland Parliament, meaning anyone charged with a sexual offence will be publicly identified before they're committed to stand trial. Attorney General Yvette Dorf is hopeful it sends a clear message to locals that they are seen, heard and believed.
Yeah, with the implementation of the recommendations of the Women's Safety and Justice Task Force, what we hope is to have a more fair and just criminal justice system in how we treat sexual assault victims through the process.
Health professionals will meet again today, hoping to come up with a fix for the maternity ward bypasses like those plaguing Gladstone and Biloela. Full birthing services haven't been offered in Gladstone since last July, which the state government has blamed on a nationwide shortage of specialist staff. The Rural Doctors Association of Australia and Australian College of Midwives say 150 units across the country closed over the last two decades. And the search for missing 80-year-old Peter Roach in Rockhampton will enter its third full day today as volunteers travel from across central Queensland to aid in the search. The 80-year-old was last seen on Canning Street in the Range on Sunday afternoon. Yesterday, local SES brigades worked alongside those from the Capricorn Coast and Gladstone regions searching the Depot Hill and Port Curtis areas, while the RACQ Cap Rescue Chopper has taken to the skies again this morning. Taking a look at local sport, an abundance of CQ talent in the Morons' State of Origin side has sparked debate over who should be in the starting side. Storm coach Craig Bellamy said he'd include Harry Grant and move Ben Hunt to a different position. Cam Munster has told Fox League Hunt's track record proves he's meant to be there. Want more local news? Give free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for Central Queensland Local News and add to your favourites now.